North Star Academy's electronic board meeting held Monday, October 30th, 2023, at on Zoom with our hub location at North Star Academy in Bluffdale, is called to order at 11:02 a.m. Those in attendance are me, Sydney Warnick,
Jordan Shields,
Brent Bird. Sorry.
Chris Lesser.
Okay, so here is what's happening, guys. Trish will show you the documentation, and most of it got uploaded today. So it turns out, I'm gonna have you picture in your minds the northeast corner of North Star's property. Just across the fence, there's that white house there. Have you noticed that before?
Do we own that house?
No, we do not own that house. So the person who owns that house has sold the rest of his property. And the person who kind of is going to buy that property kitty corner to that fence line is like a tumbling and gymnastics gym. But it turns out that there is an easement, like a 50-foot wide easement from 27th West all the way to that house. And it's essentially been his driveway for years as he sold off pieces of his property. So there is about 10 feet of easement that overlaps north, kind of the north fence line of North Star's property. So they need to get us to get rid of the easement, which everyone wants to do. All the new property owners want to do that. And the city has no problem with it, we need to sign off on that and sign kind of an ease, a release, a contract to release the easement. So because we need to do that, we just need to kind of put it in the public frame of mind and let everybody know and vote on it before I can sign that contract. And in fact, I don't actually have that contract yet. They're still in the process of working on it, but I can tell you, Trish, can you show that one that says plot PDF so that they can kind of see? That's, yeah. So this is just, see that parcel 1A, that's the easement. And that overlaps North Star's fence just by about 10 feet. We don't have to move our fence. We don't have to do anything. So in meeting with the woman who's kind of pushing all this through, our only concerns were if it will affect our drainage, because we've had a lot of drainage issues in our property that we've had to work with the city on. And we spent a lot of money on this. We don't want our drainage to be impacted, and they don't think it will because we kind of have a little bit of a higher level, and so it will drain into their property. And then the other issue is we're worried about balls going over the fence, and right behind us now will be parking lots. So there, it's a little concerning, just because we're worried that if the ball goes over the fence and hits someone's car, that we will have some liability there. And you can see it's right here on the edge where it kind of swooshes up right on the western side of what she's showing you. That's where our eastern property line is with the building that's been constructed. And then behind that lot three, no, sorry. Yeah. No, sorry, it's lot two. I apologize. It's lot two is where it kind of hits kitty corner. So we've addressed with her our concerns about liability with the balls going over the fence and then just drainage issues. And so while the contract to dissolve the easement hasn't been created yet, she sent me kind of all the info. She asked, what do you want put in there? And I said, we're concerned about drainage. We're concerned about the balls over the fence, because the owner before would just throw them back and it was no big deal. And then all the surrounding lots with that easement kind of have their own requirements for the contract. So ours is the drainage of the balls. Brubaker's, which is off the new access road, they just want an access road kind of just east of North Star's property. And then Dan Stewart, they want a shared entry off the road as well. So everyone's issues are being addressed currently, and I'll have to sign a contract for that. But so we just need to get everyone's approval on that before I can do that, and we'll make sure to have Plat double check that contract before I sign that.
So
Do you
Sydney,
guys?
so
Yeah.
the current land next to it is basically our north side of our whole property. Is that correct?
So yeah, so everything, you know, that new road that's being built in north of North Star, All of that has been purchased and is going to be different businesses. So just north of us is something. She told me what they're, but it's an office building essentially. And then just sort of northeast of us is her business, which will be like gymnastics and tumbling. And that's just also just north of the building that's already been built, kind of right east of North Star. So does that make sense? I know it's kind of hard to understand. I was looking at this for forever and I'm like, I don't get where we are here. But so yeah, so north of lot 2 on this plot map is that new street that's going in, that's being constructed. And then just west of this lot 2 property line, west and south is where North Star is, if that makes sense. I mean, essentially, the easement's been there the whole time, and I think our fence has been on it, but no one has cared. So the fence is where it needs to be, where it's always been. That's the end of our property.
So the fence is in the proper location. We don't have to worry about that at
all. Yeah. So I wasn't even aware that there was an easement, but now that I think about it, it makes sense because there is that really long dirt driveway. But we've always had our fence exactly at our property line. I don't think that they've cared that the fence has been there. So anyway, so yeah, nothing has to change for us.
Since I'm not a real estate tycoon, is there any benefit to us to keeping the easement in place? Like, is there any reason why we'd want to be like,
no, I mean, it doesn't affect it at all. In fact, we blocked part of the easement and they haven't said anything about it for almost 20 years. So the easement's been there. No, there's no benefit to us at all. If it's kept, it will make it so that the other properties don't have as much parking and landscaping space. It doesn't affect.
I do have a question. Since it's on the north side of our property, if there's going to be a road there, would it be beneficial to us to possibly, if we had a different access for our trucks to back down there during the start of school or whatever, versus the way they come into it, for us to access that part of our school to deliver our food?
I don't know that we could. I mean, there's the fire lane and then the fence. But after the fence, it's never been our property anyway. And so like the easement only overlaps 10 feet on the east side right here. So it doesn't have access to anything do with our school. So I know I thought about that and it doesn't benefit us at all, which is probably why we didn't even know about it until right now. So yeah. So because it just abuts that kind of kindergarten playground area.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, no. I know. And I know with the food trucks, they're supposed to come at certain times, but you know, it is what it is. So
they're on their own schedule.
Correct. I think they try to be accommodating, but I'm not sure that always works out.
It's same with our trash truck. Like we need both the services, but when they come at the wrong time, it's a very big inconvenience. But if they don't come, it's a bigger inconvenience.
For sure. So does anyone have any questions or concerns about that?
I don't think so.
Nope. We kind of went over it pretty thoroughly. We had a meeting with the woman who contacted us about it. And Tana and I talked to her quite a bit about it. And so she and I and Platt was on the phone with us and he didn't have any concerns either. So, but I'll still have him double check the contract when it comes in.
Sounds good.
As long as she'll throw over the balls, that's all I
can. Well, I'm just wondering if we just are going to have to put one of those fence things in like we've talked about doing anyways. So
yeah, I mean, that is what we talked about, having to put a tall kind of net thing in that area.
Yeah, a lot of schools have them now because of the balls. Yeah,
right. And so we'll probably have to end up doing something like that, but I figure if we can include kind of a waiver of liability in that kind of in that contract, it might do something, it might not, but at least we've done what we can.
Park at your own risks, flying balls possible.
I know. There should be some sort of signage. I think so. Anyway.
Kindergartners at play.
Right. Seriously. And I think most of the time it's an accident, but occasionally it's on purpose. So. All right. So if there's no other questions, would someone like to make a motion? And Trish has provided this handy situation right there for you to read.
Okay, I'll go. I, Jordan Shields, move to terminate the North Star Academy property easement as discussed. And it's moving around. Okay, as discussed, and to approve Sydney Warnick as the signer of applicable documentation.
I, Becky Slagowski, second that.
Okay, moved by Jordan and seconded by Becky to terminate the North Star Academy property easement as discussed and to approve Sydney Warnick as the signer of the applicable documentation. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
So that was
we'll do that one at a time because we're on
Sorry. Sure. Aye, Sydney Warnick.
Aye, Jordan Shields.
Aye, Becky Slagowski.
Aye, Brent Burge.
Okay. All right. Voting was unanimous. Now we can go ahead and adjourn the meeting. We don't need to vote on that. Trish has been trying to get us to change that for a while. So she's written out exactly what we need to do.
Hi, Brent Bird. Move to adjourn the meeting.
Hi, Jordan Shields. Second that.
Okay. The I, Sydney Warnick, adjourn the meeting at 11:12 a.m.